Blog Talk Radio.
The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron. A podcast featuring Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, two out-of-the-broom-closet professional witches with over 70 years combined experience of making magic. This is a show on the LMC radio network. During each episode, Elvira and Deb will help you create rituals, cast spells, make potions, and much more besides. They'll spend time speaking about different goddesses from all over the world, paying attention to the ancient reverence of long-ago cultures, and infusing it with a modern perspective. Elvira, Deb, take it away.
And here we are. We're taking it away. Yay! All right. Well, thank you for joining us again for The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with my co-hostess Deb and myself, Elvira. And we are presently on the last of our months of mastering our inner warrior, with our topic today being balancing our elemental energies, which obviously is a good idea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So obviously our first way of going into this is sort of making a hello, how was our week? Mine was very interesting. It, I don't know, I think it was the full moon lunar eclipse without being able to enjoy seeing it because we had clouds and heavy rain. But it definitely made an impact on my state of, again, we're talking elemental energies this time, but yes, my moon, the energy, the emotion, you know, the watery aspects of that. So it was pretty intense for me, and even my clients, you know, they were coming to the fore with emotional things, but not necessarily knowing how to navigate them because they were not quite the way they have had it in the past. So it kind of like, you know, when you look through the water and it's moving and you don't get a clear picture, you kind of get this little kind of things that move back and forth. And I think that's what they were feeling, and I know I was. So, but, you know, it was energetic enough that I, you know, got several things done, and I was able to, you know, go out in the world and do some business-like stuff, which was nice. A friend of mine had her birthday yesterday, and I did make a big deal when we were doing our check-in before the show to say that, you know, I've been here almost 2 years, and, you know, I have had fried catfish and, you know, all kinds of different, you know, some of the things that are locally known for southern dishes. And we went to this meat diner. It's just it's called Lucy's Diner. And I mean, it's an old fashioned like diner. And we were having, you know, getting our thing. I was treating her to her meal. And I saw they call them starters. They never call them appetizers, fried green tomatoes. And I ordered them, and I said, this is, you know, where I totally become a real official Southerner, not just catfish, but I've had fried green tomatoes, and, so, you know, so it was, they were great. They were awesome, and it was actually, yeah, it was sweeter than I thought it would be. You know, I wasn't quite sure, you know, how it was going to taste, but so that was my, quote, delicacy that I enjoyed, and then it's kind of like we've got a lot of people that we know, I'm hinting at you too, Deb, that are having birthdays in this very collectively near, you know, week or so. And one of my clients who talked to me today, it was his birthday. So, of course, I had to do the standard sing him happy birthday per Lucky Mojo off key so that you know, it's been a standard. We would all get together, and whoever's birthday it was, everybody would sing, and they'd sing off key and, you know, out of sync, and it was a lot of fun. And so I did that for him, and he was laughing, so that made it nice. How was your week, Deb?
Oh, yeah, I have no problem singing off key. That's my natural state.
There you go.
It's been an interesting week, and I don't know if this has to do with the energies, but I have had kind of an uptick in love work and love uncrossing work.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like, it was an interesting week. I ran into my old friend Jordan, who's the owner of a local metaphysical shop here in Milwaukee called Magica Materia. And we were both noticing just how intense and transformative the energy has been that's been coming about in our lives recently. So I, like a couple nights ago, I did like a small ritual for the full moon to mm-hmm. kind of harness and draw in those full moon energies. And it seemed like this whole full moon is in Libra. And with the eclipse and stuff, that also felt really intense, even though it was just a very simple, small ritual for getting in touch with the current lunar energy. And so I just was really getting in touch with that whole transformation thing, like, you know, about releasing the past, letting go of what no longer works for me, and just, you know, kind of feeling like that's part of, like, completing a journey, but then starting a new one. And so that real healing energy of forgiveness and transformation, you know, whether, you know, some of it's self-forgiveness, some of it's, you know, forgiveness of others, and then just, you know, moving out of any of these old patterns. And so I think, you know, eclipses in general are just a great time to move, you know, through barriers and move through, you know, any stuck type energy. And the other thing that I did that I really enjoyed was my Reiki teacher, Arlene Rowden. She's so good. I mean, she does a thing where she does like a full moon and a new moon meditation. And she does it with a group on Zoom. And I knew she was doing those, and I had meant to, you know, check in at some point along the line, you know, but then I would just always forget. But this time I did. I joined the group and for her full moon meditation, and I absolutely loved it. It was, for me, it ended up being so much about tapping into my heart energy and then just expanding to connect with spirit. And she did kind of a neat thing where she invited the people in the group to bring, if they wanted to, bring cards or bring their notebooks and pens and just kind of do a little journaling after the meditation. And so I felt like that was really a great way, doing this little mini ritual and then doing my Reiki teacher's meditation was just like a really great way for me to kind of start off this whole eclipse season. And then one last thing I'd say is that, you know, the whole thing, like, you know, how we talk and lots of times, like, what is going on in our lives really ends up manifesting with according to what topic we're on. And,
yeah.
You know, I really was finding that I was having some, for a while now, some strained communication with my sister, and she's my sister Sharon, and she's a water sign and I'm a fire sign. And so we actually had a really nice heart-to-heart about how each of us processes our thoughts and our emotions when we're communicating with each other. And it was so nice. It was just a really a good talk and a very healing talk. And I would say, very much of a synchronicity in regard to our topic tonight.
Definitely.
So it's been an interesting week.
Yes, it has. And on that, we'll just jump right in here. So in general, you know, we have elements, you know, elements of air, fire, water, earth. In certain traditions, there's air, fire, water, earth. And then we have ether or space. We obviously sometimes have wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, which is more the Chinese aspects of Chinese astrology, and in general the traditions of healing and everything, they work with that. So for our purposes, we kind of decided on air, fire, water, earth, and space / ether, because we can have a whole show dedicated to the Chinese aspects, and I know that we might mention it occasionally, but I think it makes it easier for us to kind of stay focused. So just to start in is that all these elements are basically, you know, found all around us in our environment, and without them, our world would definitely not function in as good an order as it is functioning, and we're not talking about pollution, so we're going to sidebar that. but we find them also within ourselves, the elemental energies are within us, and those same energies that balance the universe balance us. So when you're looking at this, when the energies are more in balance, we have more health, more healing, we're calmer, you know, we have strength, clarity, we can maintain our balance in the areas of physical, emotional, spiritual well-being, and we're full of vitality, or we can be more full of vitality. When we're out of balance in one or many of these elements, then it becomes a cause for stress, health issues, challenges, possibly even disease, and we have a mentally, emotional, physical, and spiritual depletion. So it becomes important to, one, know what the elements are, kind of like a understanding of each element. And then what we'll probably do is we'll talk about when you're out of balance, what you can do to get in balance, what it's like to be out of balance, and the same thing, you know, with being in balance. So connecting with each element, it will help transform our lives, and in that we basically find our own inner wisdom. So working with each element helps us come into balance and alignment, and it will help us to respond to situations in our lives in a better way, and ultimately help us perceive ourselves in a better way. So quickly, what is considered out of balance is when you have imbalance, it deteriorates the harmony of the body and leads to unhappy situations, be that health or emotions or mindset. And when we're in balance, we have harmony of the elements, will foster good health of body, mind, emotions, and will keep us in connection with the laws of nature to help us get more empowered, more knowledge, wisdom, and happiness. So I am going to kind of turn this over to you, Deb, so that you can maybe delve into the elements and, you know, kind of go from there. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah. I very much focus on the earth, air, fire, water, and then spirit. And I know that there's, you know, different ways or different traditions for looking at the elements. And I don't know, I think, and this is just me, with the Chinese tradition, you know, where there's the wood and the metal, I guess I just kind of think of those, to me, as like earth elements. And so, you know, not to discount, you know, anybody that does follow the Chinese tradition, just saying from my little corner of the world, or how I perceive them. But I think that the elements are living energy that carry wisdom and power, and that each element has its own unique essence. I guess you could say that they, all the elements have like both, just like looking at a tarot card, they each have their own, you know, positive strengths, and then maybe, I don't know if I want to use the word negative, but maybe the shadow aspects of them if they become out of balance. And so that's why it's so important to kind of be in touch with, you know, what, like your own elemental energy and how to balance them. Because sometimes, I know with me, I have a lot of fire in my chart. I'm an Aries with a Sagittarius moon, a Sagittarius rising. And so so I have to be really mindful of that. I think that I can be very assertive, very have a lot of energy, you know, get very excited about doing different projects and stuff like that. But if I'm not careful, then my energy can become out of balance. And so then I might be burning the candle at both ends, starting too many projects at once, become irritable or impulsive. And so so it's with each element, we carry both the strengths and the weaknesses of them. You know, just like, you know, with fire, you can warm yourself, you know, with a nice fire. You can appreciate the candle glow, but then if a fire becomes out of control, it's very dangerous and not a good thing. And I believe that each element, we are all made up of the four elements, or at least most of the elements. I know some people that don't have like a certain element in their chart. That each element really does affect our co-emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And so it's just good to kind of be aware of them and to, you know, tap into what that means, what we're about, and then we can kind of be proactive about working with them. And so like with the earth energy, that's really, I'll say like the zodiac signs aligned with earth energy are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And so earth energy individuals are usually very practical, very down to earth, and usually matters having to do with the physical realm and the comforts of home and security are really important to them. And that earth energy is connected to the root chakra. So that's, I would say that when all of us need some good grounding sometimes, I know I definitely do. I mean, that's usually the thing that helps me the most, like when I do feel unbalanced, is tapping into that earth energy and doing, you know, a meditation and seeing the roots, you know, seeing my energy going down into the earth and being transformed. But then on the other hand, if you have too much earth energy, you might struggle with feeling kind of stuck, maybe not moving forward very well, maybe being too concerned about security or, you know, feeling physically imbalanced. And so each element has like its own set of things to be careful of when we're feeling out of balance. do you have, if I'm remembering, well, Elvira, do you have any earth in your chart?
No, actually. No, I don't. Now, which actually is funny because in the Chinese astrology, I am a metal rabbit, wibbit wabbit.
Oh,
and so that's earth.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny where you kind of go with it. And I know that it comes from, you know, that. But no, I don't. I technically there aren't any earth, you know, anything earthy in my chart, mm-hmm. and of course there's always the concept that transformational astrology basically is that you technically, if you don't have that, you have mastered mm-hmm. that element, and you are basically, the other ones are the ones you're working with. So,
right.
I obviously I'd like to handle it that way rather
sure.
than I'm totally ungrounded and flippy.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, depending on how it's interpreted and stuff, I think the important thing is trying to get, like, a firm base of how to work with things. And so, that, you know, I can see that, you know, that's one way of looking at it. And especially, you know, since you have the metal there, that would kind of indicate that, you do have that. There. I know with earth energy, when we are in balance, we feel really strong and secure. And just, you know, able to stand on our own two feet. I have had the experience, I'll tell you, when doing in the past, not so much anymore, but in the past when I first started doing a lot of psychic work, a lot of meditation, a lot of teaching along those lines, I always tell, you know, students, you know, make sure you regularly ground. Well, I think I went through a period where I didn't do that, and I started to feel, like, really spacey and ungrounded. And so that makes such a huge difference.
Definitely.
And then just kind of touching on
No, I was just going to ask the, you know, what of the other elements like fire and water and, you know, that kind of
thing. Well, with air, air is, you know, the element of air is very much about communication. It's about mental energy. It's about a lot of air signs are really good communicators. And the three zodiac signs of air are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And I can testify, I am married to an Aquarius, and he is very detail-oriented, very intellectual, very analytical. And so it's like, those are really the characteristics of air. If they're unbalanced, then air can be kind of more emotionally detached. Some people might see them as, you know, being kind of cold or aloof. But they're that air energy is really about mental energy. So with fire, that one I'm very familiar with, and the zodiac signs for fire is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And that, you know, is usually about creativity, being enthusiastic, courageous, a lot of high energy, and it's about passion and creativity. But if it's unbalanced, it's a mess. It can be, you know, where you, if you have too much of that energy, you can be very impulsive or get angry easily. You might be mistaking that for passion, but it's like it's going into a unbalanced direction there.
Right.
And then the water is very much that energy is connected to emotions and has to do with dreams, intuition, emotions, and more with the subconscious, where fire has more to do with the ego. And the zodiac signs of water energy are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And their strengths are usually, you know, being compassionate and empathetic. They're good at reading people. But if that becomes unbalanced, they're more maybe hypersensitive, take things personally, might be a little too emotional or easily hurt. So it's all, you know, so much about just, you know, getting in touch with what your energies are and kind of anticipating and you know, always trying to remain at equilibrium and go back into balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things that can knock us off.
Right, right. And then obviously spirit / ether, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Now, yeah, that is really kind of, well, it's, I think it's connected to our consciousness and our awareness and
mm-hmm.
our spirit. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that when we are feeling very balanced in the elements of spirit, we're usually everything, I believe that when we're balanced there, everything else kind of balances out because everything is connected
mm-hmm.
to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When we're
mm-hmm.
not in the balance of spirit, we might feel empty, we might feel numb, might have frozen feelings, chronic fear, or feeling, you know, like you have a hole in the soul, you know, that empty
mm-hmm.
space. And so, yeah, so that's a real important one.
Right.
That's connected
right.
to all the other elements.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it, you know, it has that aspect of it. We're very close. We're not real, real close, but we're close enough
mm-hmm.
just to kind of wrap up this idea because obviously we're going to delve more into, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
the things that when you're out of balance in an element, you've kind of touched on
mm-hmm.
it, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, what to do, what, you know,
mm-hmm.
steps you can take. And it's interesting. I came
yeah.
across something of questions you can ask yourself to see
oh.
if you're out of balance in certain elements, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I thought that
mm-hmm.
would be something I could start. We could start with, when we get into that, but,
oh, that sounds
in terms
great.
Of, yeah, it's really good. I just need to know we've got 1 minute. Okay. We are going to put ourselves into break a little bit here so we can get back on this. Cause I know we're flowing
mm-hmm.
here. This is good. And that means we're in the flow of all of it. So I am turning it over to
right.
Nagashiva and he can break us for our mm-hmm. commercial.
All right.
Okay.
You're listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio podcast on the LMC Radio Network. Stay tuned as more magic is coming your way right after these messages. LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com. The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
Well, I love the genie music. I really do. Well, basically, they're just some simple questions. I mean, it's not like delving in with deep hands into the whole thing. But if, you know, you're having a hard time accomplishing things and, you know, you ask yourself, am I having a hard time accomplishing things? Or another one is, can I complete the tasks that I do? You know, how, you know, am I having a hard time completing tasks? If you kind of answer yes to that, then that's more earth-based. If you're feeling, if you feel connected to others, or if, you know, you're having a problem feeling connected to others is one, and if your focal point of how you're feeling at different times, like checking in and feeling anxious or out of sorts, or, you know, there's a certain, then it's watery. It's the feeling aspect, and that means you're out of balance in your water. And then if you're, you know, having, if you can trust your intuition, if you're saying, can I trust my intuition? Am I trusting my intuition? Or you're having a hard time trusting yourself, you know, when you're doing something, then that tends to be more fire, out of balance there. And obviously, how effectual, how much do you, can you communicate effectually? Or are you thinking clearly? That's more being in, you know, if you're having issues, then that is air. And obviously, you know, there, it's a way of like a self-check more than anything else. Yeah. It's not like designed as a in-depth point of reference, but that way you can start an evaluation of, you know, where you are, what's going on, because a lot of us do know, we just, you know, avoid trying to, you know, delve into it because, you know, okay, we have to get something done or we're over here or we're there. But this helps you in, you know, sitting and kind of being with what's going on and then deciding how you're going to go about, you know, doing things, bring you into balance. And just in general, and then I'm going to turn it over to you about, you know, some of the other things we could do. You know, ways to get in balance are energy work, like Reiki, cranial sacral energy work, massage, you know, either full body or hands and feet, aromatherapy, hydrotherapy, foot soaks, and then more like yoga, like, you know, purifying the elements and restoring it, balancing and maintaining that health. And then, of course, your basic cleansing techniques that can be either in the I apologize if I don't say this right. In some of the more yogic traditions, it's Bhuta Shudaki, or which is, you know, more inner power abilities. And then if you go, once you get that, you contain, you're able to contain each element, then you can go to more of a master level, which is Bhuta Siddhi. Blah. See, I'm not as proficient in languages, but so what is it that you see in terms of like delving into the actual more specifics of something when you're out of balance and in balance? I mean, we both know when things happen like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would say you know, Earth energy is very connected to the Mother Earth and to home and to family, to our roots and our ancestors. And they're usually, I think that Earth is usually, you know, very stable and very nurturing, and definitely is an element that's very moderating or nourishing. In transforming our other extreme energy. And so I think that, like some ways to realign or balance out that earth energy is, you know, like some of the things you were saying, you know, just grounding by visualizing the roots coming from your body and going deep into the earth. And that, you know, just takes a few moments. And just doing that really helps. And something else that I thought of is that, this might sound ultra simple, but you might want to just go hug a tree. You know, I was thinking lot of times we work with trees, you know, where we release unwanted energy, you know, so that it can be discharged into the earth. Also, like you mentioned, doing Reiki or doing self-Reiki, if you are if you do that. Walking barefoot, I think is a really good thing to do. I used to do that a lot when I was a kid, but I don't do it as much now. But it feels good once in a while if I do it, you know, if I don't like to walk on concrete or anything, but on the grass or in the dirt, it feels good. You mentioned something about essential oils, and I was thinking maybe like some earthy ones, like maybe patchouli or cedar or something might be really good for to balance out that earth energy. Or maybe like getting a massage. I know that there's some crystals that are good to work with, and that's really aligned, that earth energy is aligned with our root chakra. Or another thing I thought of is maybe working with nature spirits or working with the genius loci, the spirit of place. And one thing that I thought is really good that somebody I was talking to in my meditation group was like doing an earth energy realignment by doing kind of like a head-to-toe meditation on our physicality and then just kind of pausing at each point to fill it with gratitude and loving energy, like starting from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and where you'd be like, thank you, eyes, for the beauty of vision. Thank you, ears, for the sound of each day, you know. And then one other thing I thought might be kind of helpful, depending on what is going on with that earth energy, doing like a ritual to honor your ancestors or to do like some ancestral healing. I think I've heard some people have wonderful results from doing that.
Go ahead. I was just quickly going to add that, you know, you can use jet and garnet as a couple of stones for that. So very grounded energy.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jet and garnet. Yeah, I love working with stones. I don't always know, like, which ones are the best. So I think that kind of going on, I'm thinking about, you know, balancing air energy is a different focus because our breath is our life force. And I know when I am feeling stressed, I should kind of shut down. Like I might not talk as much, and also my chest gets tight, and so I take like smaller breaths. And I think that's you know, maybe like a fear thing or something where I'm doubting my voice or something. And so I was thinking of things like for realigning my air is to do things that have to do with that mental energy. And just, learning something new or reading, playing mind games, you know, like puzzles or word games or whatever it is that excites you, that, you know, that fuels your mental energy. And then I was thinking, you know, of breath work when we meditate and also like, you know, just kind of like sitting in the power of our breath and meditating on breathing in and out. And also, you know, like meditating with the intention of clarity and balance. We could also burn some incense, you know, some clarity incense too, which would help.
And stones, they actually, it's rainbow moonstone good for that. And labradorite. So those are a couple of really, and I've used those. I mean, these are ones I've actually used. So that's why they're in my repertoire.
Definitely. And then, I know that you all probably have a lot of these too, but like with fire, alignment and balance. I think that being able, like, to connect. So there's that thing of having, like, too little fire or too much fire. And so I think that to keep your fire going, that you really need to have things that inspire you. It's like the fuel. And if we don't, I think we start to feel kind of apathetic or even maybe a little down or depressed. So we don't want to let the flame go out, but we don't want it to take over either.
Right.
Yeah, so I was thinking for fire, I think getting active, going for a walk, dancing, doing anything that inspires you, whether it's like art or magic or creating something new. I know when I was younger, it might be stuff like more challenging stuff like taekwondo or cycling. But I think a good thing to do is to maybe do self-reiki on your solar plexus. You know, you might want to light a candle and focus on a candle flame. And, you know, there's, you know, that whole thing with breath for air feeding fire. You might want to blow some warm air into your palms and then rub them together really good, you know, so they're nice and warm, and then put it on your solar plexus, you know, front and back, and just send that energy to it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I know there's so many different ways. I think with fire, you know, you can burn things up too. You know, I mean, that's kind of a great way to do it. You could write out a spiritual petition for the alignment of our fire energy. And then burn the petition. And we were talking about transformation before with the eclipses and stuff. And, you know, then it's that petition burns. We can focus on the transformation. And the smoke rises, you know, that energy of your intention rising up and sparking the flame within. Just asking that it grow, you know, warm and bright and balanced. And, you know, ask that the spirit, you know, I believe that there's spirits for each elements too. And so we could ask that the spirit of fire bless our intention. The same with earth or air. They are living, viable, you know, vibrant energy. And we can ask the spirit to bless our intentions with that.
Definitely. And since I'll throw in, stones are good, or like carnelian and tiger's eye.
Oh, I love those two. I think I just naturally gravitate to those two. Also, like tiger's
eye.
And carnelian, I have both of those on my altar.
Actually, I'm wearing one, so it's like I go,
ooh.
And when I was sitting here and I've been rubbing it, you know, and then I look at my paper and it says carnelian. I said, oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yes. Right, yeah. And I just, I didn't talk about water.
No, we got to have water before we go to the biggie.
Yes. So with water, you know, you don't, like to the elements, we don't want too little, you know, where we become out of touch with our emotions, much into the material world, you know, but we don't want to go away the other way either, where we are ruled by our emotions.
So
we might want to do something like taking spiritual cleansing or a ritual bath. Ask the spirit of water to bless us. Might even soak in a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know,
oh, yes.
can be so therapeutic, right?
Oh, that is. Go it swimming? Is. Oh, so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And just, you know, meditation for any of these things. I think you can meditate on filling ourselves with some cleansing, balanced water energy.
Mm-hmm.
Journaling. Journaling always helps,
mm-hmm.
too. You know,
mm-hmm.
writing down your innermost feelings and challenges. I think sometimes, I know with me, if I have, like, if I just stay up in my head, you know, and by that I mean even with my emotions, where I'm not dropping down to my heart energy at all, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
cycling around in my head with an unresolved emotion, it kind of gets trapped there for a little bit. And so it does help to either talk about it with somebody or else write it down, because it's getting it out of my head,
yes.
and putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's
definitely.
Yeah. Oh, and with the moon and
yep.
stuff, another thing we could do is for like a quick water realignment, you could like hold a glass of water between your hands, you know, under the full moon or the new moon, and allow that energy to fill the water as you also charge it and empower it with your intention between your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask the lunar goddesses, the spirit of water, to bless you and aid you in balancing or unblocking your water energy, and then drink the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to throw in the last point of stones is chrysoprase and larimar. I love larimar as a stone. It's really incredible. So, but yeah, and, you know, it's interesting we talk about water and the water element. And
mm-hmm.
Since I've been here, I have hydrated more than I ever hydrated in California. So it's almost like because of
mm-hmm.
where you live, it might also have, like, you know, if you're living in, like, Arizona, you're in desert,
mm-hmm.
so it's more fire. And, you know, if you're in places like the South where it's super humid, it's more watery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you have your you know, earth and air aspects, too. It's just, it's very interesting because we live in certain places, and what do we tend to gravitate more to? I know we breathe, you know, the deep breath thing, that I grew up with. That was part of, you know, my father's whole technique anyway for therapy.
Wow.
But deep breathing, and, you know, that is like so invigorating, but it's also, it releases
mm-hmm.
the tension. So a lot of what you said is very incredible with the reality of what these elements are, but they're very practical, and it's
mm-hmm.
interesting. The journaling, I have journaled on and off for years and years and years and years. And sometimes I dropped it and then I come back to it. But I actually have
mm-hmm.
found that now more than ever I journal because of just that, to kind of release the stuff that I've been doing, even if it's just day-to-day stuff, like I took the dogs
mm-hmm.
here or I went over there, because then it gets it out of my, you know, head. And it allows
mm-hmm.
me to have, you know, like, more space.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to bring up right now the fact that we're, you
mm-hmm.
know, spirit, and I know we're going to talk about spirit ether, but
mm-hmm.
let's look at it as one of the things that I noticed with what happened with the, you know, lunar eclipse and everything, is
mm-hmm.
you mentioned it felt like a portal opening. And,
yeah.
you know, like there's a portal. And I honestly feel that
mm-hmm.
with that energy of spirit or ether, it's like the constructive, destructive energies of it's everything. It's all and nothing. It is that part of it. And so if you look at it and you see that energy, you're basically
mm-hmm.
seeing the area of creation. It's actual creation, because, you know, you
mm-hmm.
deconstruct things to create things, and that's
mm-hmm.
like the phoenix being born from the ashes. So I'm going to turn that concept over to you and see what you come up with.
I wish that I was more knowledgeable about astrology, but just from what I've picked up and the feeling that I'm getting is that there's a series of two solar eclipses here and two lunar eclipses and then one almost eclipse for a total, and some people count that, so it's a total of five, which isn't so unusual, but there's a feeling of, especially because that totality is happening here, you know, it really kind of taking, you know, a diagonal across the country here, so it's really going to be affecting a lot of people here, is the, what I'm getting is that there is a very intense energy with all of these eclipses that are going on, and they're very much about transformation and change. And the whole thing about the portal opening is that there's, now I thought it was just this, you know, here was portal, and then, you know, with the solar eclipse, another portal opening, like it's almost like a series of opening and closing as we go through the year. But the more intense one is actually happening now in this space and moving into April 8th. And so that, that it's going to be very intense. People are going to be, you know, I'll tell you, I had the experience of talking to a couple of different people that I had had a hard time talking to in the past, but it's like suddenly the words that I needed to accurately describe and get my message across as far as how I was feeling and how things were affecting me and what that meant. It was like, I almost felt like it was being channeled, like it was just coming through me. And I had attempted many times in the past with a couple of people to be that succinct and that clear with what I was trying to say and was not able to. But this past week, oh, my goodness, it's like I don't even know where that came from. It just, like, just flowed through me. And it was pretty amazing, and it was very healing for me. It felt very, very good. And so I think from what I'm hearing, a lot of people are being affected in that way and are having things going on, especially in regard to their feelings and in regard to communication. And I think that what we're going to end up seeing is that I think there is a portal of change is coming about, and it's affecting us individually, but it's also affecting, like, the populace. And so this year is going to be a little bumpy, but I actually think that these are good bumps because I believe that, you know, there's a lot of transformation going on. And we make a difference as individuals. Like, we can choose, you know, to channel or to put forth that good, I wouldn't just say good, but like that positive energy, that positive flow, because we can each make a choice, you know, about which way we're going and what we're going to do with what's presented to us. And so I just encourage everybody, just, you know, you might feel like you're a little bit drift at sea, but it's going to be okay. You're going to end up, you know, riding these waves, and it's going to end up coming with some good changes. But it does make a difference for each of us as individuals, the choices that we make, you know, cumulatively all together is going to make a huge change. I really do believe that. And it is like the age of Aquarius that's coming upon us. So
definitely. So, but and you're right. I mean, it's the energy the energies are doors opening and then closing and another opening and closing, and that puts us at what ether, what spirit is, what that fifth element. You know the fifth element movie?
Yes.
This to me is
almost
like that. Yes. Yes.
I love that movie.
So,
yes.
Same
yes.
here.
Anybody
same
out
here.
There who has not seen it, you check it out.
Yes. Definitely. Now, I know we're like 3 minutes before our ending, so we have a few things we have to say,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to keep going, but I know
mm-hmm.
we got, you know, places to go and things to do. So this has concluded this month's topic. Our next month, April,
mm-hmm.
is Trickster Energies and Dancing with Nature. And as mm-hmm. always, the first week will be a god or goddess. We have got Loki, god of mischief and trickery. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's obvious that even with that, we also have, with Loki, we have Mercury going retrograde between the first and the second. So by the time we get on air, we're in Mercury retrograde, and that's another trickster energy. So
mm-hmm.
that's what we'll be doing. Now, obviously, this is our promotion time. So if anyone out there who's listening or chooses to listen has any need for any guidance or help, both Deb and I are available through various locations to do readings and check-ins and things like that. Deb can be found on readersandrootworkers.org or www.hoodoopsychics.com or www.bewitchingbee.com. And myself can be found on the same readersandrootworkers.org or hoodoopsychics.com, also missionaryindependent.org, and milk-and-honey.com, and actually through, believe it or not, my website, which is elvyra.com, and that's E-L-V-Y-R-A. So I am in Central Time in Arkansas, as is Deb, so please remember we are, you know, depending on where you're calling. So I guess coming to our end, do you have anything to say? Because I think we have like 1 minute. Would you like to say anything? I'll say, I'll turn it to you. Go for it.
The only thing I'd have to add is just, you know, for realigning with spirit, sit in the power of your own spirit. Do it in silence, you know, and just sink into it, and you will find balance. And this has been a great show. I've had a lot of fun on this one. And for now, I'll say goodbye. Witch on, witch well, and witch wisely. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio broadcast on the LMC Radio Network. Our podcast airs live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central, and is available for download. Questions or comments on this show or ideas for upcoming shows can be sent to our website at witchpriestessandcauldron.com. That's witchpriestessandcauldron.com. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.